Welcome everyone here this evening. There are still some chairs on this side for anyone who wants to make a last minute dash. But I'd like to welcome you all here tonight for this very important first meeting of our incoming council. My name's Gerard Jose. I'm Chief Executive Officer with Mildura Rural City Council. And in accordance with the Local Government Act, I will act as chairperson at this meeting tonight until the Mayor has been elected. In commencing, can I just please ask people to check that their phones are on silent, and I will now invite people to stand for the prayer, please. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council, pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen.
Amen.
To remain standing, we do acknowledgement of country. And I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians on the land on which we are meeting tonight, the Lhachi Lhachi people, and pay my respects to elders both past and present. Please, you're welcome to sit. Tonight is the commencement of a new four-year term of council, and on behalf of council staff and the community, I would like to congratulate our nine elected councillors. And I'd also like to take this time to acknowledge their partners, family and friends who have joined us tonight, and also welcome representatives of our 11 local advisory committees. We also have with us tonight Mr. Frank McCormack, our 2016 Citizen of the Year. Oh, thank you. And Freeman of the City, Mr. Glenn Miller, OIM. Mrs. Margaret Kelly, I think with her husband Keith. And Mr. John Burford with his partner Helen. So welcome. We will now commence the formal proceedings of the meeting and move to item 5, which tonight will start with declarations of oath and affirmation, as well as a declaration to abide by the Council of Code of Conduct. A requirement under the Local Government Act is that a person is not able to act in the position of a councillor until they have taken the oath or affirmation and have also read and signed a declaration stating that they will abide by the current Council of Code of Conduct. This process, I will call each councillor forward to the table at the front there alphabetically to either take the oath or affirmation of office. Each councillor will read the oath or affirmation and then sign a copy, and a copy of this signed document will be included in the minutes of this meeting. I will then also request each councillor to sign a declaration stating that they have read the Council of Code of Conduct to the Mildura Rural City Council and that they will abide by this code. So, please, those of you who want to warm up your cameras, if you want to take that opportunity, I will commence by calling forward Councillor Greg Brown, who will be taking the oath of office.
I, Gregory Christopher Brown, of 14 West Street, Underhill, Victoria, swear by Almighty God that I undertake the duties of the office of councillor in the best interest of the people of the municipal district of Mildura and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
Jason, that's the.
So
I, Anthony Cirillo of 3512 Benedict Avenue, Irumpool, Victoria, swear by Almighty God that I will undertake the duties of the officer of the Office of Council in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Mildura, and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretion vested in me under the Local Government Act of 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
Councillor Simon Clements, who will take the affirmation of office. I, Simon Leopold Melvin Clements of 10B Boobrook Avenue, Cowdros, Victoria, do solemnly and sincerely affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Mildura and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers and authorities and discretion is vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 and any other act to the best of my skills and judgment. Councillor Ali Cupid, who's also going to take the affirmation of office.
I, Alison Sarah Wilburn of 7408 Street, Mildura, Victoria, do solemnly and sincerely affirm that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Mildura and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act or any other act.
I'd like to invite Councillor Mark Eckle to come forward and take the oath of office.
I'm Mark Graham Eckle of 5 Fleet Way, down Mildura, Victoria, swear by Almighty God that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Council in the best interest of the people in the Municipal District of Mildura and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretion vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
Councillor Glenn Milne to come forward and take the oath of office.
I, Glenn Stuart Milne, 16 Whittaker Crescent, Rectors, Victoria, swear by Almighty God that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people in the Municipal District of Mildura and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989. Or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
I'd like to welcome Councillor Jason Monica to come forward to take the affirmation of office.
Choices.
I, Jason Mark Modica, of 183 First Street, Nichols Point, Victoria, do solemnly and sincerely affirm that I will undertake the duties of the office of councillor in the best interests of the people in the municipal district of Mildura, and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers and authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act of 1989, or any other act to the best of my skill and my judgment.
Authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
I am Maxwell John Goulburn of 7 Brown Street, Mildura, Victoria, swear by Almighty God that I will undertake the duties of the office of councillor in the best interests of the people in the municipal district of Mildura and faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1989 or any other act to the best of my skill and judgment.
Our next item of business is a notice of intention to set the allowances for mayor and councillors for the next term of this term of office. And in doing so, it also allows to calling of public submissions for a period of 28 days in accordance with section 223 of the Local Government Act. A recommendation has been provided at item 2, and I will now call for a mover for that motion. Move, Councillor Milne.
Second,
Councillor Brown. Does any councillor wish to speak against the motion? If not, that closes the debate. And I will now ask councillors by show of hand to vote in favour for the motion. Those against, it's unanimous. I declare the motion carried. Item 7 is
election.
Yep, 5.4, sorry, election of mayor. And this is my last order of business tonight as acting chair, and it's time to take the election of mayor. So I'll now call for nominations for the position of mayor.
I'll nominate
Councillor Mark Eckel. Councillor Mark Eckel nominated by Councillor Cupper, seconder. Second with Councillor Modica. Councillor Brown.
Much pleasure nominating Councillor Glenn Mill.
Seconder. Councillor Poole. Any other nominations? No other nominations. The way the election of mayor is conducted is by show of hands, and in the order of nominations, I will then ask councillors to vote in the affirmative for the councillor's mayor. So those in favour of Councillor Mark Eckel for the position of mayor, please raise your hands. Councillor Eckel, Councillor Cupper, Councillor Cirillo and Councillor Modica. I will now ask for the same for those in voting in favour of Councillor Milne. Councillor Thorburn, Councillor Poole, Councillor Milne, Councillor Brown and Councillor Clements. I thereby declare by majority that Councillor Milne is elected as Mayor for the forthcoming one-year term. Welcome, Mayor Milne.
I think it's customary just to say something at this stage, and firstly I would like to thank Councillor Mark Eckel for nominating or being nominated, and thank you for Mark. We've had a discussion, and the community can be assured that we'll be working closely together. Also on that note, I'd like to congratulate all the new councillors. It's fantastic to see all the new faces around the table. I'd like to thank those councillors that have supported my nomination. I'd also like to actually thank my family, my wife in particular, who can't be here this evening because she's unwell, and she may get here later on, but she's put in a lot of work covering for me at home, and I'm grateful for that. I would also like to thank the council staff, the CEO, the general managers and all the rest of the staff that actually support the position of mayor, because they do a huge amount of work in the background that a lot of people don't see. They keep the machine running, they're always there with the information required and on time, and keep us well informed, and they do a power of work, and they often don't get the thanks for it. And they do great work, and I'm certainly very proud of it, and I know our new councillors will appreciate the work that's done to actually assist them. I'm really looking forward to the next 4 years. This is a new council, and we're going to do a new council plan. That will come up very quickly. There may be some changes, there may be no changes. There may be all sorts of things, but that's about us as a council working together, working with the community to see where we head. So that should be an exciting time. There's a lot in front of us. I think when we look at the election in America, that can't go past without being noted. Anything could happen in the next 4 years, so it could be a bit of a wild ride, but we'll see what happens. So again, I just thank you, and I thank the community for voting us in. I was very pleased with my result, and very humbled, so I thank those people that did actually vote for me this year, so thank you. We'll now move to election of Deputy Mayor, and I'll take nominations. Councillor Poole.
I nominate Jay Conklin.
Thank you, Councillor Poole. Any other nominations? Councillor Brown. I'll see you a seconder. Have we got a second?
Yeah, second, yeah.
Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Councillor Brown?
No, Councillor Clements.
Thank you. Have we got a seconder for Councillor Clements? I'm happy to second Councillor Clements. Again, we will do the election in order of nomination. So for Councillor Modica, those in favour of Councillor Modica, please by show of hands. It's Councillor Modica, Councillor Poole, Councillor Eckel, Councillor Cupper and Councillor Cirillo. And Thank you. Those in favour of Councillor Clements? This is Councillor Thorburn, Councillor Clements, Councillor Milne, Councillor Brown. I declare Councillor Monica as the Deputy Mayor. Congratulations. Normally, I don't know that the deputy has something to say, but please, we can run the show.
Look, I'd like to thank all the councillors, the CEOs, for the chief of staff. Is that giving you too much credit?
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the voters within the municipality. It's a wonderful thing to be a part of, and as Glenn said, we're working on being a team this year and working together and developing Mildura to its full potential, tipping our hat to people who've been here and tipping our hat to the future and future challenge. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I think that's it, isn't it? There's no urgent business as item six. So the next item is the closure of the meeting. On that, I would again like to thank everybody for coming here this evening. Thank you for the families that have turned up. We have a supper, something to eat, something to drink here. So please take time to say hello and meet the new councillors for those that haven't met the old councillors, in fact. But, meet the I'm just digging a hole here.
Yes.
Okay, I thank everybody for their attendance. I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much. Thanks.